Now, it's your turn with Dave Malarkey. 724-283-2525. It's Butler County's only live call-in talk show. It's your turn on 680 AM WISR and worldwide on the internet at WISR680.com. It's your turn, 724-283-2525. And now, it's your turn with Dave Malarkey.
Good afternoon once again, everyone. Welcome. Nice to have you with us on the Thursday edition. It's your turn. Open talk to begin the program today. Phone number is 283-2525. We're going to be talking a little bit later about maybe how to get rid of some of the pounds that you may have put on over the holidays. Most of us do put on at least a couple of pounds, maybe more, with all the holiday treats and the big meals and cookies and the candies and all of that. We'll be talking a little bit later on the program with Jonathan Baylor, who has some thoughts on getting rid of those pounds and keeping them off. So that's coming up a little bit later on the program. But open talk to begin with, 283-2525. I heard a story on CBS Radio this morning about the Bird Box Challenge. Have you heard this? It relates to a movie called Bird Box, which I, quite frankly, had never heard of. Sandra Bullock is in it. It was a movie that only played in theaters for, I guess, about a week before Netflix started streaming it. And the only reason I know anything about the movie at all is because after hearing this story on CBS, I looked it up. The R-rated film stars Sandra Bullock, who plays a mother fleeing from a sinister force that turns anyone who sees it suicidal. Where in the name of heaven do they get these plots? Plays a mother fleeing from a sinister force that turns anyone who sees it suicidal. She and her children then don blindfolds to make their escape. Last week, Netflix bragged that Bird Box was one of its most popular films ever. But now Netflix is issuing a warning to fans about the Bird Box Challenge on social media, inspired by the hit movie. Netflix says, we quote, "Please do not hurt yourself with this Bird Box Challenge. We don't know how it started. We appreciate the love. But boy and girl have just one wish for 2019, and it is that you do not end up in the hospital." Well, apparently blindfolded copycats have popped up on social media. That's according to CBS News correspondent Jamie Yukas. That's where I first heard the story this morning on CBS Radio here on WISR. And one woman nearly burned herself on a heater, blindfolded herself. Another boy repeatedly crashed into furniture with his tricycle. Another toddler slammed into a wall. So they've issued a warning. Do not do this. Have you ever heard anything sillier in your life? You know, issuing a warning. Don't blindfold yourself because you could walk into something and get hurt. No kidding. What? It's like the warning labels on ladders. If you've purchased a ladder recently, and I bought one not too long ago, almost the entire side of the ladder was covered with warning labels. Guess what? If you're not careful and fall off a ladder, you're going to get hurt. No kidding. I mean, common sense. But how about that? Have you heard about this? The Bird Box Challenge? Please do not hurt yourself by blindfolding yourself. Oh, my goodness. People that do this, I can't imagine. Where do they get the time to do these idiotic things? And why would they do these idiotic things? And then post it on social media. Look at me. I'm stupid. I don't understand. understand. Well, I don't use social media not a lot. I'm not a subscriber to Netflix, and I certainly would never consider seeing Bird Box. I'm just amazed. These are the stories that make our news these days in our society. What a wacky world we live in now, huh? Wow. 283-2525. Yesterday we were talking about the new garbage contract in Butler Township. And we had a caller yesterday who said she was not physically capable of moving these big 96-gallon containers that they've put out to all the residents in Butler Township. And that's a lot of people, you know. Everybody gets two of them. They're big, if you haven't seen them, if you don't live in Butler Township, they're big green bins that have wheels on one side, and they're designed so that you can lift up the front end and wheel them around. But they're a little bulky. And we had a caller yesterday who said, I can't physically do that, number one, when it's loaded. These are big bins. And number two, she said, we don't really have anywhere to put it. You know, we don't have a level driveway right out by the road. There's a terrace that goes down in the yard. Where are we going to put the things anyway? And I thought she had a great point. These bins are designed so that the trash trucks, the garbage trucks, can come along. It's Waste Management is the new garbage hauler for Butler Township. They're designed so that they can come along with trucks and pick up these bins using mechanical arms so that they can cut down on their labor costs. They won't need as many people on the truck. They'll still need a driver, of course. Although, who knows? With all these self-driving vehicles, maybe it won't be long before garbage trucks come rolling down the street without a driver. I don't think so. But I questioned the caller yesterday if she'd seen this in action yet. I can't quite figure out how it works. I can understand how, and we've seen these garbage trucks for many, many years that have the tongs that come down in the front of the truck, and they pick up the big dumpsters, okay? You slide the tongs into the receptacles on the side of the dumpster and then lifts it up over the cab and dumps it. Okay, we've all seen that. Well, how are you going to do that with these smaller bins? You know, it seems like you'd have to do an awful lot of maneuvering, you know, and you pulled up the garbage truck and stopped at the end of the driveway. You'd have to do a lot of maneuvering to get it just right so that you could pick up these bins. I don't know. It must be a money saver, or they wouldn't be doing it. Waste Management wouldn't be. And Waste Management's a good company, by the way. They handle a lot of garbage contracts around the country. We had a call just after we finished the program yesterday from a woman. Oh, gosh, I forget where she said she was calling from. It was a different municipality. It was not Butler Township. But she said they had this service for a while now. And she said she wasn't happy about it either. We weren't able to talk to her on the air because we were out of time for open talk. But do you have this in your community? Or maybe you folks who live in Butler Township, I guess they've started with the pickups. I mean, it's January 3rd already, so they've probably been around. I do not live in Butler Township, so I haven't seen it in operation. I did see many of the bins driving through Butler Township over the past couple of weeks when they were delivering them and setting them out at the end of people's driveways. 283-2525 is our number, 283-2525. It's open talk on this segment of It's Your Turn. Okay, let's get to the people here. Hi, caller. This is Dave Malarkey. Go right ahead. It's your turn.
Good afternoon, Dave. How are you?
Just fine. Nice to talk to you today.
Nice to talk to you. You're speaking on the garbage trucks that pick up the toters.
Yeah.
They actually have, it looks like vice grips that come out to the side.
Okay.
And they come over and they just clamp on that toter. And they actually have like a open top dumpster in the front of the truck.
Mm-hmm.
And that clamp, the arms dumps that garbage into that dumpster in the front, sets it back down, driver, you know, they come back in, driver goes to the next one. When that dumpster in the front of the truck gets full, then that goes up over top and dumps in the, you know, the back of the truck, where just like you were talking about picking up dumpsters at businesses and everything. That's how that works.
I got you. Well, where are these vice grips? Do they come out from the side of the garbage truck? Or?
Right, like in the front, like in the front of the cab. They come out because we have Vogel disposal, and Vogel has those trucks that have the arms that come out and pick up the toters and dumps them in, and it's so much faster. I mean, especially if you've been stuck behind a garbage truck and, you know, the two people, you know, coming out and getting it and all that kind of stuff. It's very fast. Now, not to say that the driver does not have to get out sometime, because if people don't have it set where they're supposed to, so much distance from the road, and, you know, like in if it's recycling day, you have your regular garbage and then you have your toter with the recycling. They have to be, you know, 3 feet apart so they can get those tongs in. The driver might have to get it out, move it closer so the tongs reach it.
Well, where does the, if they're in the front of the vehicle, does that mean the garbage truck has to pull into your driveway and then?
No, he's right along this, right on the road, right in that lane, like right aside of the road, and they just come out to the right or to the left. And depending on what side the garbage can, it just comes stretches out, grabs that toter, and dumps it right in that dumpster in the front. And then when that's full, the driver hits the button, it goes up over top the cab and dumps in the back and comes back down, and he goes on his merry way. It's pretty slick to watch.
Well, I guess I'll have to look at a video. But we had a caller yesterday who said that the way their driveway was designed, the way the front of their home was designed, they really didn't have a place to put it.
Met
all the specifications, you know. And
no.
I can understand that.
Yeah. Now, the other day, and it must have been the first day for garbage in Butler Township. I do not live in Butler Township, but I would happen to be on Jefferson Street in the afternoon, and Waste Management still had two people picking up the toters on Jefferson Street, up there right past Institute Hill Pharmacy, and that going out towards 422.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I was kind of surprised to see that, because I listened to the gentleman from Butler Township saying that Waste Management was having, you know, the new trucks, you know, with the arms coming out and all that, and I was surprised to see that they were still running a truck with, you know, the driver, and then the, I call them like the gopher, to retrieve the toters.
Well, I appreciate the information. Thanks for filling me in, because I didn't quite understand what was going on here. Thanks.
Yeah, if you can see a video, it's pretty effective and a lot faster. It's pretty neat to watch.
All righty. Hey, thanks a lot.
Okay, have a nice day.
And you. Bye-bye. 283-2525 is our number. Open talk, 283-2525. Hi, caller. This is Dave Malarkey. Go right ahead. It's your turn.
Hi. Hello. I was going to say, I live in Butler Township, and today was like the first day of pickup for Waste Management, and they did not use those toters.
They didn't use them?
Nope.
Why?
They, I think there were probably three people in the, or on the garbage truck, and someone got out, rolled it across the street, dumped it, and brought it back. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, that's that was, what I. What's the difference? What's the big deal?
I was going to say that was a lot of fuss for nothing.
Yeah, how does that save time and money from just, you know, leaving your garbage out in a bag or something, and having the guy pick it up and throw it in the back of the truck? Well, I don't understand that.
And those garbage bins are big. I mean, they're heavy. I'm not so sure I could do it myself either. They're. My husband said, don't worry about it if it's a windy day. Those will never fly away. But, I watched specifically because I wanted to see the arms come out.
Mm-hmm.
And they were on the other side of the street, came over, got the garbage can, dumped it, and brought it back.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay.
Well, the caller that we had yesterday, she said, I believe she said she was in her 70s, and she said, I just can't, when that thing's loaded up, I can't move it.
I can understand that. Yeah. I can perfectly understand that. We laughed. We're like, oh, my gosh, there's two of us in our house. And I'm like, these are going to take us 6 months to a year to fill it up, you know? Yeah. But,
Well, that's the new contract. 8 years, by the way.
Was 8 years. Yeah, I read that.
The length of the
contract. I'm like, 8 years? Oh, my gosh.
Hey, thanks for the call. I appreciate
it. Surely. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 283-2525 is the number. We're talking about the new garbage contract in Butler Township, 283-2525. Hi, caller. This is Dave Malarkey. Go right ahead. It's your turn.
Hi, Dave. I'd like to bring something up. They say that waste management is cheaper than Vogel, and I've had both of them, and I can't see where waste management is cheaper.
Well, you know? when they say cheaper or less expensive, they're talking about the bids that were submitted for the contract.
The price of our garbage, Dave.
Well,
price of our garbage bills.
Well, the bids that were submitted for, and Butler Township is the only one that I'm familiar with off the top of my head because they just awarded a new contract at the end of last year. They go to the low bidder, you know.
But I can't see where it's low bid. They, you check it over and you'll see yourself.
What I'm saying is that there's a difference between what's the low bid and what your garbage bill is. That's a, you know. Your trash bill has gone up, but it would have gone up perhaps even more with another bidder. That's what I'm saying, you see?
Yeah, and not only that, living in the city. What is the difference between living in a city and a township?
Well, that's a different municipality. The city is governed by a city council and a mayor, and the township is governed by a board of township commissioners.
Yeah, but it seems like our mayor don't care here, you know?
No, I would. Why would you?
You know what they say, Dave?
Why would you say that?
Well, you know what they're saying? When you tell them something, they say it's an honor to live in the city. What difference is it to live in a city than someplace else?
Personal preference. Don't know how people would be criticizing the mayor of the city of Butler. He seems to be a very active and very involved individual.
Yeah, I agree there. I agree. You know, maybe it's someone else that's involved, you know?
All righty. Well, thanks for your call. Good to talk with you today.
Thank you, Dave. Bye.
Thanks. Okay. Whatever. 283-2525, our number. Hi, caller. Thanks for waiting. Go right ahead. It's your turn.
Good afternoon, Dave.
Hi.
Comment on these new garbage containers. If they use them in the city, you get on so many streets, I don't see how they're going to reach over the cars. You go up on Fulton Street, and that's just bumper to bumper up there.
Yeah, I agree with you. And even that's an excellent point. But even if you're in the suburbs, where the houses generally are further apart, not always, but generally, you're going to have driveways that are... I've seen driveways where you couldn't leave two bins at the bottom of the driveway; they'd roll away.
Exactly.
you might not have a driveway. You know.
Well, you know, and another thing, there's a lot of houses in the city that have maybe 30, 40 steps to get up to them.
Yeah, that's true too. Yeah.
You imagine taking that thing down there in the wintertime. I mean, I think these companies like Vogel and Waste Management, I think they ought to do a little more study on this.
Well, we don't have that in the city of Butler yet.
As they say, it's coming.
Well, it would seem to be the wave of the future. I would agree with you. And I think the city also has that company right now, do they not?
Yes,
Waste Management?
Yes, we do. We have Waste Management.
Yeah.
And most people don't have a place to keep them.
I agree with you. In some many, many streets in the city, there would be nowhere to put these things. And if everybody put them out, they'd be bumper-to-bumper green bins all over the place.
What an eyesore that would be.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, this is totally ridiculous. I don't think they put enough thought into this.
Yeah, we'll see what happens when the next time the city's trash contract comes up, huh?
Well, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah, good input. Thanks for calling.
Okay, you have a good day.
And you. So long. 283-2525, our number, 283-2525. Hi there, caller. This is Dave Malarkey. Go right ahead. It's your turn.
Dave, I'm calling for some information.
Yeah.
Within the last 2 weeks, you had somebody on from some veterans association that was pick up gently used furniture. Can you get me the number or give me the name of that group?
Wow. I did not have such an individual on. Perhaps it was on a few days when I was off on vacation over the holidays. I'm not sure.
Okay, well, that takes care of that, and thank you very much.
Well, there is. In the past, a couple of years ago, I did an interview with somebody about that, but I can't tell you the information off the top of my head. It was some time ago. Do you say this was within the past couple of weeks?
I would say within the last couple of weeks, yes.
Well, let me go back over the records here, and if I can find something, I'll announce it. But I have not personally done an interview on that subject recently.
Well, thank you very much.
Oh, sure. Thanks for the call.
And have a good New Year.
And you. 283-2525 is our number. 283-2525. This line is next. Hi, caller. This is Dave. Go right ahead. It's your turn.
Good afternoon, Dave. I'm Hiya. Calling about waste management also.
Yes.
You probably don't have a pamphlet that they send out to everybody, but they have a list on the bottom, on the right-hand side, items you must leave out of your recycling.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's stuff you can throw into the garbage, but they have a little thing on the bottom, like it says no food waste, and in small letters it says compost instead. And it says no plastic bags with film. And it says find a recycling site at plasticfilmrecycling.org. And then for styrofoam containers, they give you a website to look up that. And plus you can't throw, if you are a diabetic or something, you can't throw your needles in there. And I know that's for recycling, but it's also some of that stuff's also for your regular garbage. They don't want you to throw bottles in recycling anymore.
You mean glass bottles? What? Glass bottles,
yeah,
you mean?
Yeah, any glass. Mm-hmm.
So you're supposed to put that in the trash, the glass, huh?
Yeah, that's what I understand. I called and I talked to the guy.
What are you talking about? Plastic film? What? I don't understand what that is. What do you mean?
That's like saran wrap. And then they also don't want you to throw out, like, when you buy your potatoes and they come in a bag, or you get bread and it comes in a bag, they don't want you to throw that out.
They want you
to recycle it. Mm-hmm. And you're not supposed to recycle it with them. They want you to take it to, like, you can take it over to Walmart, and they have their containers over there that people put their like shopping bags in there, but they also want you to put your film in there and your bags from your bread, your potatoes, your apples, or whatever.
Well, I never heard of anybody recycling bread wrappers before. I mean, that seems ridiculous.
You look it up on the website. That's what it tells you.
Well, I will, quite frankly. I never heard of that before. I still don't understand the plastic film. You're supposed to recycle saran wrap. I mean, some stuff is not recyclable, you know.
Yeah. Well, if you look on, I buy my, it's not saran wrap, but I buy my film at Aldi's. If you look on the box, there's a recycling emblem on there.
What do you, so, but you can't have any food stuff on it. So what do you have to wash it off before
I don't know. I mean, you can throw it in the garbage, but it's not. It's just going to go to landfill. They can't use it for anything.
Well, yeah, a lot of other stuff that goes in the garbage that goes to landfill too. You know.
Yep, and then like your foam cups and stuff. That one. You know, that just sits for years. Mm-hmm. And there's only a couple places if you want to have it like recycled. You know, you have to like crush it all up, put it in a box, and send it to this place. And it's like $10 to send it.
Well, I don't use foam cups anymore, so I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
Where did you get this flyer with all of these goofy instructions?
Well, all Butler, the Butler Township residents that are now with Waste Management, they send it to you in the mail. Was it in the mail? It's either in the mail or they stuck it in the bin whenever they brought the bins. I can't remember which.
I'll have to see if I can get one of these flyers and investigate this a little further. Some of this sounds like an incredible amount of work for limited payoff, if you ask me. I don't.
Right.
I mean, I'm a big believer in recycling plastic bottles. You know, whether it's soft drinks or water bottles or mm-hmm. whatever. There's a number on the bottom. Most recycling outfits nowadays will take 2 and 3, number 2 or number 3, but nothing else. But I never heard of recycling saran wrap or bread wrappers.
Yeah, well, it's all going to, it's just sitting there, mm-hmm. you know, and it's going into the oceans and everything because they can't do nothing with it. When mm-hmm. it's dirty, it prevents them from recycling it.
Well, I appreciate the information. I'm going to get one of these flyers, and I'll do a little more digging on it, okay?
Okay.
Hey,
I was going to tell you something else. Oh, yeah. I know, if you don't mind me saying, that you know, China is not taking our waste anymore.
Well, I wouldn't expect them to.
Well, they did before.
We were shipping our garbage to China?
Yeah, I believe it was China, and they're not taking it because... If I understand it right, they buy it, and then they're not taking it anymore because whenever they get it, there's too much dirty rubbish, and so it's costing them more to have people clean it.
Well, the only thing I heard about China was that they had been accepting old electronics, and they were getting mm-hmm. some of the valuable metals out of that, but they weren't doing that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I never heard that we were shipping garbage to China.
Well, you check on it and see, you know, maybe I'm wrong, but that's what I get from it. You get on the website, and there's a whole bunch of things you can look on there, and they have videos showing people going through this stuff and telling you why China does no longer take it.
I appreciate the call, my friend.
It's too costly.
Thanks much. Have a happy new year.
Thank you.
Okay.
You too, Dave.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
283-2525 is the number. Open talk. Hi there, caller. Dave Malarkey here. Go right ahead. It's your turn.
Is it me that's on?
Yes, it is. How you doing?
All right. I really appreciate meeting you, young man. About the guy that called about the furniture.
Yeah.
Was he asking about it being a veteran?
Yes, as I understood it, it was a program whereby you could donate unwanted furniture for veterans in need or homeless veterans. That was my understanding.
He would be best to call the vets up on Duffy Road. There is a program. It was in behind, up at the Clearview Mall, where you bear left. After you pass Wendy's and McDonald's and all those places, that first place on the left-hand side behind that is the building that they collect all that furniture for. There's a guy named Damien. Let me see if I can get his phone number out of the phone here.
Okay. Do you know the name of this organization, or was this...
It's all volunteers, and most of them are from Mars. And Damien is the guy, he comes from Slippery Rock. How this all works is if a veteran is homeless, he goes to the homeless area in the veterans up at Duffy Road.
Mm-hmm.
They give him an application. He then gets a hold of Damien, and Damien meets him there. And whatever is needed, and if they have it, that veteran gets it, that he's got to be homeless.
So you would suggest to the caller from earlier on the program that he contact the VA Health Care Center, the A.B. Abraham VA Health Care Center on Duffy Road?
Yeah, or just go up. It's easy enough just to go up and ask for the homeless area. They'll direct you upstairs to that place. I'm a veteran myself, and I used this back in March when I had to move and I had no furniture.
Uh-huh.
It's a wonderful program, but during the summer I heard an advertisement on that it's costing them like $5,000 more than it used to either rent their space or to whatever and they were asking for donations to come through the Mars Bank and to one other place. I can't remember what it is, but that's how this was going on. It's all voluntary. He was going to donate furniture. Is that what he asked?
No, he just wanted more information on the program.
Yeah, well, see, he didn't say whether he wanted to get furniture or whether he wanted to donate it.
No, I think he had some to donate. That was my understanding.
Well, then he would be best to go up. There's a guy named Ron Christopher that works up there who heads up the homeless for the vets. Mm-hmm. He would be the guy to talk to. He would know all the information about how to donate and how to receive it. Matter of fact, I got my paperwork from Ron Christopher, and that's about all I know. That's about as much help as I can give you.
Well, that's a lot of information. I appreciate you sharing it with us, my friend. Thank you.
All right. And I thank you very much.
Sure. Sounds like it was it was a big help to you, huh? That got you over the hump, did it?
Yes, sir. It sure was. I got some really nice furniture from out of there. And you're allowed to pick. You walk through the storage area, mm-hmm. and you pick out what you want. It's all for nothing. That's if you're a homeless vet. And that's how you get it. That's how it goes.
Well, I'm glad it worked out for you. And by the way, thank you for your service.
Yes, thank you.
All right.
Have a happy new year.
And you too. So long. We need to take a break. We're scheduled to chat with our guest coming up about the set point diet. It's a time of the year, I guess, when a lot of people are thinking about that, right? Did you have too many cookies over the... Yeah, me too. A break, and then we'll be back in just a few minutes to chat with Jonathan Baylor here on the It's Your Turn program for Thursday. Be back after these words.
It may be winter outside, but at Osterling's Lawn and Garden, it's time to think spring. Order your asparagus, horseradish, and rhubarb roots and blue and red potatoes by January 31st. Make a plan for berries, grapes, and sub-zero roses, all arriving the first week of April. Stock up on planter trays, inserts, heat mats, germination stations, and peat pellets. Plus, pick up Espoma, organic seed starter, and potting mix, organic fertilizers, and earth boxes, and replant kits. You can find it all at Osterling's Lawn and Garden at the corner of Monroe and Jefferson Streets in Butler.
Nearly 80% of adults in the United States experience neck and back pain at some point in their lives, ranging from mild to traumatic. The specialists at Tri-Rivers Musculoskeletal Centers diagnose and treat back pain with conservative options and can offer advanced surgical procedures when needed. To learn more, visit TriRiversMSK.com or call 1-877-874-7483. Tri-Rivers Musculoskeletal Centers, partnering with the Butler community for more than 20 years.
Coming up on the It's Your Turn program here on WISR, my name is Dave Malarkey. We're going to be chatting with Jonathan Baylor about the set point diet. Jonathan, welcome. Nice to be able to talk with you for a few minutes here today.
Thank you for having me, and Happy New Year.
Yeah, this is the time of the year when a lot of folks, you know, Christmas has come and gone, New Year's has come and gone, and now folks are starting to think about trying to get rid of some of those extra pounds they've put on over the holidays. Good time to talk about the set point diet, eh?
100%, and what's most exciting is I think a lot of your listeners have had that experience year after year after year, but what we can talk about today is new metabolic science showing how we can actually permanently change the metabolism so you don't have to keep doing that year after year after year.
Mm-hmm. From what I have no medical training or anything, but I have read that as we grow older, our metabolism rate changes. Is that true, Jonathan?
That's exactly true. Things like age, having a child, menopause, and for men, andropause, have a dramatic impact on slowing down the metabolism.
There was a new report from the CDC that came out just a few months back indicating that many Americans are suffering from diabesity. By the way, that's a term that I've not heard of before. Diabesity, what's that mean?
Well, and this is the heartbreaking tragedy is diabesity is the number one health scourge impacting America. It impacts, like you said, over 80% of us, and it's the co-occurrence of diabetes or pre-diabetes and overweight and obesity. And the fact that most of us have not even heard of this word, even though it is easily the number one killer in the United States, is something we have to fix.
And you've had this in your family, right? Your grandfather died from that.
Yes, and the most tragic thing, and the reason it's really important to think about it this time of year, is so often when we think of excess pounds, especially around our midsection, there's this concept of shame or guilt or laziness. You know, it's really not treated as a medical issue and a scientific issue with the respect and compassion it deserves. But when we change our language and we use the word diabesity, because there is a 90% chance that if we're struggling with pounds around our weight, that around our waist, that will develop into diabetes. Along with that comes the scientific rigor and the medical compassion that we need to really overcome this epidemic.
So tell us about the set point diet. First of all, where does the name come from? That when I saw your book, I thought that's a tennis term, isn't it? Set point?
Yeah, your set point is essentially a range of about 10 or 15 pounds that your body is going to fight to weigh. So if around the new year you've tried eating less or exercising more, and no matter what you do, it feels like your body is working against you to maintain a certain weight, you're not imagining things and you're not lazy, that is your set point. It exists. It's a proven scientific fact, and the key to long-term health and slimness is to lower it rather than to fight against it.
So how do you determine what your set point is? I'm assuming it varies from person to person, right?
It does vary from person to person. For example, your body temperature set point does not vary too much between people, but body weight set point certainly does. If you want to know what your ideal set point weight is, your best bet is to think about maybe the fittest time of your life. So for a lot of people, this will be between the ages of 17 and 22. And then if you're right now in your 50s, 60s, or 70s, while you may not be able to achieve that exact set point, it will show you the sort of ultimate set point you could be reaching for, and we can certainly get you close.
Mm-hmm. So what exactly is the set point diet then? Is there a particular length of time that you would suggest people practice this?
In the new book, The Set Point Diet, we provide two things. One is a incredibly potent and therapeutic 21-day protocol to help get you the best results in the shortest amount of time. But then, of course, there's day 22 and every other day of your life. And we will also provide a maintenance plan to help keep your set point down easily and enjoyably. No starvation, no excessive exercise needed.
You are also the creator of something called the Sane Solution. What is that, Jonathan?
The Sane Solution is a way of living that frees us from the very negative mindset that has been established around health. In fact, there's been studies done where if you tell people, here is a slice of bread and here is a healthy slice of bread, people will almost always evaluate the healthy bread as tasting worse, even if they're the exact same thing. So what we're doing at Sane Solution is we're using proven science, practical habits, and powerful love to help heal our relationship with ourselves and with our bodies, and revealing the new science of eating, exercise, and thinking so that we can end the diabetes epidemic and lower our set point weights.
One of the chapters in your book is entitled Good Calories, Bad Calories, and Sane Calories. I thought all calories were the same, Jonathan.
That is one of the biggest myths we have been told. And that's also why, you know, we go into a fast food restaurant, they say our healthy choices are anything that has less than, let's say, 300 calories. But calories vary wildly in what they do to our bodies and what they do to our set point. And there's even a lot of substances in the world that contain no calories and have a tremendous impact on our body. For example, MSG, which is a common food additive, is calorie-free,
but is scientifically proven to cause inflammation in our brain that messes up our ability to regulate our appetite and elevates our set point, and it has no calories. So not only do foods vary in the quality of calories they provide, but honestly, calories are not the thing driving our set point. It's everything else that comes along with those calories.
MSG, that's a preservative, isn't it? Is that what that does?
Technically, it is monosodium glutamate, and it gives food more of a meaty and umami flavor. So, like sugar, for example, is concentrated sweetness. MSG is concentrated artificial umami flavor, which is one of the flavors our tongues just love.
Most people would know, or maybe remember from their health class back in school, that sugar is loaded with calories. But you have to watch carbohydrates too, right? Because carbs are turned into sugar in the body. Am I right on that?
All forms of carbohydrate, with the exception of fiber. So we've heard, you know, there are simple carbohydrate, complex carbohydrate, but really that's a little bit of a dated term. There is simply carbohydrate that the body can digest and carbohydrate that the body cannot digest, and that's fiber. Any carbohydrate that the body digests, you are spot on. It digests directly into sugar. So as my friend Dr. David Ludwig at the Harvard Medical School says, you could eat a bowl of cornflakes with a little bit of sugar on top, or you could eat a bowl of sugar with a little bit of cornflakes on top, and your body does not know the difference.
Wow. We're talking with Jonathan Baylor, listeners, author of The Set Point Diet. You have a subtitle here, Drop 10 Pounds and Keep Them Off with Sane Eating. Let's talk about carbs a little bit more. Carbohydrates are starches. Am I right on that, Jonathan?
Starch essentially means long chain of sugar. So when the only real difference between a starch and a sugar is that when you eat a starch, enters your stomach, you digest it, you break some chains in the substance, and now you have a bunch of sugar in your stomach. So for all intents and purposes, starch just means a lot of sugar packed together.
So what are starchy foods? Some vegetables are starchy, right? Potatoes, for example?
Yes, and that's one of the biggest distinctions we draw in the book, is we really want to focus people's attention on non-starchy vegetables. So these are vegetables that you could eat raw. You do not have to eat them raw, not at all, but you could. So for example, potatoes and corn cannot be eaten raw. They are starches. They are not vegetables. So we want to focus on things, again, we could eat raw. Don't have to, but could.
Take a quick break. We have a few more minutes to chat with Jonathan Baylor here on It's Your Turn on WISR. We'll pick up our conversation after these words.
That frightening sound is one we hear quite often throughout the day. Our heart quickens and immediately we wonder what happened. A medical emergency can be frightening. Every tick of the clock crucial. And that's why Butler Ambulance Service is dedicated to be there with every ounce of care possible. Butler Ambulance Service is within minutes of providing you or a loved one with treatment and transportation. Call 282-9595 to find out more. Butler Ambulance Service is a phone call away from serving you.
A special message at Christmas and holiday time from the good folks at the Society of St. Vincent de Paul here in Butler. They would not only like to wish you and yours a very, very merry and holy Christmas and a happy new year, but also to say thanks. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all of those who have supported them in their efforts during the past year. Thanks to those of you who donated to the Society of St. Vincent de Paul thrift store, to those of you who patronized the thrift store. All the proceeds there go to help fund the food cupboard and the client aid program. And thanks to those of you who donated provisions to the food cupboard throughout the year. And thanks to those of you, too, who donated extra produce from your garden during the harvest season to the Society of St. Vincent de Paul food cupboard. Thank you so much. And Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all of you and yours from the Society of St. Vincent de Paul in Butler. Welcome back. We're talking about the Set Point Diet with author Jonathan Baylor on the It's Your Turn program here today. I'm Dave Malarkey. Do you have menu planning ideas, Jonathan, in the set point diet?
100%. In fact, one of the things
that people have found most helpful about this program is it not only covers what to eat, not only at home, not only at the grocery store, not only at your favorite types of restaurants, but also how to involve your family in this, which is so important. So many of these diets out there tell you that you need to go essentially in the corner of your house, isolate yourself, and eat something else, or you need to drag your family along with you, kicking and screaming with a bunch of tasteless, bland food. Lowering your set point is about permanent health and happiness, and we structure this program so that you and your family can enjoy just that.
You have one chart. I've got your review copy of your book in front of me here. It's called Sane Swaps. So you're swapping what you list as insane foods for sane. For example, we talked about potatoes a few moments ago. You could swap insane potatoes for what would be a substitute that would be considered a sane food, Jonathan.
We're looking for more nutrient-dense vegetables. So, for example, if you were going to eat mashed potatoes, mashed cauliflower is a wonderful substitute. If you were going to eat something else starchy, like rice, you could do riced parsnips or riced cauliflower. Things like pasta can be easily substituted with zoodles or zucchini noodles, or you can julienne other vegetables. And this is a key point. It's not about deprivation. It's about substitution. So when people say, Jonathan, what can I eat while going sane or while on the set point diet? The answer is higher quality versions of everything you already enjoy. And that includes cookies, cakes, pies, and ice cream, because we can make them with high quality fats and high quality sweeteners rather than their low quality counterparts.
So what about cookies? A lot of folks had some extra cookies probably over the holidays, or maybe even cake or pie. You can substitute something for that, a sane swap?
Absolutely. We're just going to move away from grain-based flours and move towards nut-based flours. So, for example, using an almond flour instead of a wheat flour, and then using natural non-caloric sweeteners such as erythritol and xylitol, you can make pretty much any dessert you can imagine just with higher quality ingredients.
What about sugar itself? I mean, some things that we need to sweeten, right? I know folks who use honey, for example, in their tea instead of sugar. Is that better, worse, make any difference, Jonathan?
It unfortunately doesn't make too much of a difference. I often joke that your body doesn't care if it comes from bees or not. It's still sugar when it leaves your stomach. However, there are natural substances like xylitol. This is a substance that's found in birch bark of trees. Delicious, I know. But it can be used almost as a perfect swap for sugar in baking and in beverages. Again, it is called xylitol. And ironically, it's actually good for dental health. So imagine that, a natural sweetener that helps your teeth, not harms them.
Can you buy xylitol in the grocery store?
Absolutely. It definitely depends a little bit on where you live in the country. However, Amazon.com and other online retailers will deliver it to you free of charge, so we all have an opportunity to enjoy it.
What about cereal? Is that healthy for you? Is that considered a sane food?
Traditional cereals that have been highly processed and most often contain refined carbohydrates and GMOs are not something that's going to help lower our set point. We want to make sane substitutions. So think maybe a granola that, again, is nut and seed-based rather than these processed and highly sweetened cereals we find at the grocery store.
So what about snacks? I mean, if I want to grab a couple of pretzels or some chips or something like that, can I substitute something there?
Absolutely. There's some wonderful options which really surprise people are baked, not fried, pork rinds. Most people don't realize this, but pork rinds, when they're not fried, are tremendous sources of monounsaturated fats, which are the same fats that are found in olive oil and olives, which make those foods so healthful. So as long as they're not fried, pork rinds can be a fantastic set point lowering crunchy snack.
I have to tell you, Jonathan Baylor, I've never had pork rinds, and they, for some reason, just don't sound very appetizing for me. What are they, anyway? What pork rinds?
Well, before I get into what they are, I think sometimes things that are not familiar to us, you know, there's this barrier to entry, and there's this old anecdote about an individual who's like, you know, a liver, I can't believe you're ordering liver, that's so gross, you know, they just take it out of the animal, it's disgusting. Instead, I'm going to have the egg salad. And the person across the table just laughs and says, you know, well, where do eggs come from? So, you know, there's definitely an element of newness here. But what's really exciting about that is that's what we want. Because if what we've tried in the past hasn't worked for us, ironically, the definition of insanity is trying the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. So a great sign for something that is going to give you a new and different and better result is that it's giving you a new and different and better approach. And that's what we're doing here. Pork rinds are absolutely delicious. They essentially taste like nothing. And whatever you season them with, they carry along with it and provide you a delicious crunch.
Mm. What about desserts? Are there any sane desserts, Jonathan Baylor?
There are all the sane desserts, if that makes sense, because whole food fats are things like cocoa, coconut milk, almond flour, nuts, seeds, as well as low-sugar fruits such as strawberries and blueberries and blackberries. These are all therapeutic foods. And the best news of all is you can use those ingredients to, as we talked about earlier, cakes, cookies, pies, ice creams, puddings. These can all be made with nut-based flours, coconut creams, low-sugar fruits, and natural, healthful, healing sweeteners like xylitol. So there really, again, there's no deprivation here. It's higher quality eating with sane substitutions to give you a higher quality life.
Talk about low sugar fruits. We have to distinguish between, there are some fruits that are not good for you?
100%. There's pretty much high quality and low quality everything that applies to dairy, that applies to fruits. And for example, fruits like strawberries have 10 times less sugar per calorie than grapes. In fact, grapes, calorie for calorie, contain more sugar than a can of Coke.
Yeah, a lot of people are misinformed about this. You know, you think if you're eating any fruit, that's healthy. You know, we've heard that for a long time.
And along with that is one of the most troublesome myths ever, which is the saying, eat more fruits and vegetables. Eat yeah. more fruits and vegetables, as if they're the same thing. But they're not. Kale has 20 times less sugar than bananas. So again, if you eat 5 more servings of bananas per day, yes, that is better than eating Pop-Tarts, but that's a tremendous amount of sugar. Fruits and vegetables are not the same. In fact, vegetables can be thought of as giving you everything that fruits give you, but with radically less sugar.
What about bread? You know, most folks like a sandwich once in a while, maybe even once a day for lunch, you know?
Again, the key thing with bread is we just want to pick bread made with high-quality ingredients. So again, there's high-quality bread, low-quality bread. Wheat-based, grain-based flours are highly inflammatory. It's a scientific fact that they damage our gut lining and they cause inflammation in our brain. So instead, we're going to want to look for bread that has been made with a nut-based flour, such as almond, or even a legume-based flour, like a chickpea flour, which is used very frequently in Indian dishes and Indian breads.
So even whole grain breads are not good? You know, I've heard that for a long time, whole grain versus highly processed white bread.
Whole grain is better for you than processed grains, but that's a little bit like saying filtered cigarettes are better for you than unfiltered cigarettes. It's true, but it doesn't mean it's good for you. So unfortunately, as a country, we've been so misinformed that a lot of the health guidance we've been given has to do with here's how to eat better foods, but that doesn't actually mean they're good for us. It just means they're less bad. So much like having one broken leg is less bad than having two broken legs, I don't want you to break either one of your legs. I want you to be running around and jumping for your whole life. So that's why I want you to focus on non-starchy vegetables, nutrient-dense protein, whole food fats, and low-fructose fruits so that you're too full for even whole grains.
You know, Jonathan, I can hear a lot of people saying, wow, I don't know whether I could do this or not. It sounds like I'd be cutting out a whole heck of a lot of stuff that I really enjoy. Have you had any feedback on that? You know, are people able to adjust to the set point diet?
One of the most exciting things about the set point diet is that it is for 21 days. And the reason that's so important is so many of us, I would actually argue probably all of your listeners, have done something radically more difficult than eating different kinds of bread and things along those lines for 21 days. And what's cool is at the end of the 21 days, on day 22, your taste buds will change because you will have not exposed yourself to addictive processed foods. You will begin to crave these new foods, and there's nothing easier than eating foods you crave. So imagine if we could change your cravings, which we can do, how easy this would become after those initial 21 days, which admittedly could be a challenge.
So you're not a believer in counting calories, eh, even in the same diet?
I'm a believer in the beauty of your body. And what I mean by that is if we look inside your brain, there's a portion of it called your hypothalamus, which is responsible for mission-critical functions in your body. This part of your brain does count calories for you. It is designed to automatically regulate and balance calories in, calories out. So just like you don't need to consciously monitor breaths in and breaths out, or water in and water out, your body takes care of that automatically. Once we heal you with healthful foods, your brain, specifically your hypothalamus, will count calories for you, and you can get on with your life.
Do you have any peer reviews or testimonials from others about the set point diet, Jonathan Baylor?
Oh, tremendous, tremendous amount. In fact, some of the ones that are most exciting to me are individuals whose healed bodies and minds have done so much more than just shed pounds. For example, individuals who had struggled to get pregnant and after 8 years finally conceived a child. Individuals who had struggled with diabetes who were taken off all medications. Individuals who are struggling with dementia and in fact were in institutions and are now living alone, totally self-sufficient because their brains have come back to them. This is truly a life-saving program.
If you're looking for Jonathan Baylor online, listeners, his last name is spelled B-A-I-L-O-R. And the title, he's also the author of The Calorie Myth, which was a New York Times bestseller. His latest is called The Set Point Diet, 21-day program to permanently change what your body wants to weigh. Jonathan Baylor, nice to meet you. Thanks for chatting with us here today.
Thank you for having me.
Sure. So long now.
Hi, this is Howie Pinckney with Pinckney Capital Management in Portersville. Today, many people need help managing their investments. The investment options available today can be confusing. If you would like to talk to someone for help, why not call me for an appointment? Howie Pinckney at Pinckney Capital Management, 1284 Perry Highway, Portersville, Pennsylvania. My telephone number is 724-368-4224. Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
In the new year, make a resolution to be better informed. Bookmark PAPost.org and make it part of your daily reading. While you're at it, subscribe to The Context so you'll receive a curated list of important stories in your inbox every day. You can be confident that the reporting you receive from PA Post is trustworthy because PA Post is a nonprofit, nonpartisan news organization whose first priority is to report on Pennsylvania policies and issues, holding those in power accountable. Jump in at PAPost.org.
Your daughter looks up to you. She loves that you love soccer. You're her MVP. Together, you can take on underage drinking. From ages 8 through 11, kids are most open to parents' messages about alcohol. So learn the facts and defend her against the harms of alcohol. Take your best shot at underage drinking, one-on-one. Talk with your kids about alcohol. Learn more at knowwhennohow.org. A message from the Pennsylvania Liquor Control Board.
Thanks for joining us for today's edition of It's Your Turn with Dave Malarkey here on WISR 680 AM. Today's broadcast is also archived for you online at WISR680.com. Tune in again next time for Dave Malarkey's It's Your Turn, weekdays from 12:30 to 1:30, right here on WISR 680.
Bushy-bun hairdo, serving USA. You'll catch them surfing at Dell,
inside, outside USA.
Ventura County line,
inside, outside USA.
Santa Cruz and
Trestle, inside, outside USA. Inside, outside USA.
All over Manhattan,
inside, outside USA.
And down Bohini Way,
inside, outside.
Everybody's gone surfing,
serving USA.
We'll all be planning out a route we're gonna take real soon. We're waxing down our surfboard, we can't wait for June. We'll all be gone for the summer, we're on safari to stay. Tell the teacher we're serving,
serving USA.
And Anchor Keys and Hawaii,
inside, outside USA.
Pacific Palisades,
inside, outside.
If you're going Francisco.
Knights get back to section play this Friday night, and WISR is there. Hi, everyone. This is Scott Briggs inviting you to join me as it's Yawk at Knock. The Yawk Cougars come to town to take on the Knights Friday night. We'll have all the action beginning at about 7:15 with a tip-off slated for 7:30. Knock basketball here on WISR, presented in part by the Butler Health System, Butler County District Attorney Rich Goldinger, Heffron Tillison agent Mike McKee, Tri Rivers Musculoskeletal Centers, the law firm of Dylan McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham, Troy Allen Chevrolet and Slippery Rock, and Troy Allen Buick and Katanning, and the John W. Thrower Cement Corporation. It's Knock Basketball this Friday night right here on WISR, WISR680.com, and the Trib Live High School Sports Network.
Baby.
skies, les bus éclairs de Versailles. Spinning and spinning the dreams I know, rolling on through my head. They're dead. Les bus éclairs de Versailles carry us side by side, and hand in hand we will ride over Versailles.
Don't mind what I put down in the world. while you're in the world. I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind, that I put down in the words how wonderful life is while you're in the world.
Don't you, little sister, don't you, little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Well, I dated your big sister and I took her to a show. I went for some candy, along came Jim Dandy, and they snuck right out the door. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Your sister, well, she's got somebody new. She's mean and she's evil like that little old moe evil. Guess I'll try my luck with you. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Well, I used to pull your pigtails and pinch your turned up nose. But you've been a growing and baby it's been showing from your head down to your toes. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done.
Midday lottery numbers for you today. The pick two is 4646. The pick 3 is 798-798. The pick 4 is 1403. The pick 5 is 29408. The wild ball for each of those is 3. The treasure hunt is 1, 15, 16, 18, and 22. Estimated jackpot for tomorrow's treasure hunt, $26,000. And the estimated jackpot for the Mega Millions tomorrow is $40 million. Back to more music. We'll have news coming up for you at the top of the hour from CBS with local headlines from Tracy Morgan right after.
Departed, and you know he never showed his face again. That's why your love keeps on lifting.
Francisco, she must have lost her way. Posting a poster of Pancho and Cisco one California day. She says she believes in a Robin Hood and brotherhood and colors of green and gray. And all you can do is laugh at her. Doesn't anybody know how to pray? Your pride, you're acting like a teeny bopper runaway child. And scrape off the paint from the face of a little town saint. San Francisco, I will be Gadjoué. I'll be the Count of Monte Cristo, you'll be the Countess May. You can believe it, Robin Hood and Brotherhood and rolling the ball in the hay.
And I will be reading you an Aesop's fable, anything to make you stay.
Small things can have a big impact. Join the Butler Radio Network as we collect warm, new socks for our Socks for Seniors campaign. Throughout the month of January, we'll be collecting socks that will then be distributed to local seniors. Over the years, we've seen firsthand how the gift of a simple pair of socks has brightened the day of many seniors in the Butler area. Help us warm the feet and hearts of our elderly neighbors during the cold winter months. New socks of all types, styles, and colors can be dropped off at the Butler Radio Network studios on Pillow Street until January 31st.